This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a natural gas leak out here in Southern California that's making some news, both for its size. The Air Quality Board out here figures it's boosting California's greenhouse gas output by 25%, but also for its sheer intractability. The leak from an underground storage system about 30 or so miles northwest of downtown L.A. started back in October, and the gas company says it's going to be months more before it can be plugged. Ingrid Lobet from Inside Energy explains how that can be.
The mainly methane gas is blowing hundreds of feet into the air near a damaged well used to inject natural gas into a vast underground storage area. The field is operated by Southern California Gas Company, the region's gas utility. Pilots have been told by the FAA to stay clear of the plume for fear of ignition.
I think what we're seeing is probably one of the largest single releases of methane in California state history.
Tim O'Connor used to inspect major facilities like refineries. He works for the Environmental Defense Fund.
People I speak with that are experts in the field say that this is the biggest, most complex leak that they have ever seen.
Authorities estimate the rupture in the well, perhaps more than a mile deep, is sending 100,000 pounds of methane into the air per hour. Methane traps heat more powerfully than carbon dioxide, giving it an outsized role in rising sea levels and disrupted weather. Jillian Wright is vice president for customer services for the gas company.
We never have had an escape this large, and I have to really emphasize, this is an extremely rare event. The extent and the difficulty of resolving this leak are highly, highly unusual.
All the methods the company has tried so far to kill the well have failed. Now experts from the Kuwaiti oil field fires have joined the effort. The safety of some 100 workers on the site is also a major concern.
That is why on certain days when the wind is high, we've not been able to do certain work. If the wind is blowing methane over certain equipment, we can't start that equipment.
More than 3,000 families, ill or frightened by sulfurous gas drifting down from the site, have sought relocation, paid for by the gas company. Those include George Chang and Susan Gorman Chang.
I'm an avid jogger. I would jog 5 miles every other night, but I stopped because the last time I was way up the street and then the smell comes and there's no place to go. You still have to jog home. And I was really, really dizzy the next morning.
Then one recent Sunday morning before church, she says, she opened the back door to let the dog out and was sickened by gas. Now the Changs reside in an extended stay hotel with a mini kitchen, no oven. Some of her fellow refugee neighbors consider getting air filters, but that gives her mixed feelings.
Gosh, are we in one of those sci-fi movies where you run from your car to your home and you can never go outside and you can't exercise outside or walk your pets because the air's become toxic? How is that okay?
Several lawsuits have already been filed. Steve Boland, the scientist who heads up the California Oil and Gas Agency, says it is completely focused on the massive release.
It has consumed the attention of this division to make sure the company moves quickly and appropriately to get it sealed. We have directed them to drill a relief well. We are directing them to prepare for a second relief well.
But the oil and gas chief says if the state is too directive, it could be liable for consequences. And with the release of a gas that's made to burn, the risk is considerable.
This is Southern California gases. Problem to fix.
Many researchers say no one has really been paying attention to these underground gas storage fields, preoccupied with strengthening regulations on pipelines and wells and the other places harmful methane escapes. Again, Tim O'Connor of the Environmental Defense Fund.
You know, when we look at how much is coming out of this facility, you know, the fact that it's equal to like 6 coal-fired power plants, how much they would put out every hour, or 7 million extra cars driving on the road. It's really just a testament to how big this thing is. I think we found a regulatory gap. Unfortunately, we've got a huge problem staring us in the face.
I'm Ingrid Lobet for Marketplace.
Ingrid's report comes to us from iNewsSource. That's an investigative journalism nonprofit out of San Diego.